This Saturday, December 26th at 7 p.m. You can find out more online and purchase tickets at PortlandYouthPhil, that's Phil as in P-H-I-L, .org. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.
It's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on KBOO Community Radio. I am your host, Jenna Yokoyama, and I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO, inside, outside. KBOO, it's for our volunteers. It's for our members. It's for our listeners, anyone who's interested in learning about KBOO. And today, like, if you're a normal listener and you say, you sound different, well, that's because today I'm coming from my echo chamber. I'm just kind of weirded out by the echo. And I have... And that was my very special guest for today, Celeste Carey. Celeste, welcome to the very last News for the Boo for 2020.
Hey, we made it. We made it.
I know. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. I mean, when we signed on to do this, we had ideas and hopes and dreams, like anybody who's got a task and, you know, a quest in front of them. But then, you know, things like, oh, I don't know, you know, social unrest, riots, forest fires, COVID, poo tacked to the door of Boo. Things like that.
Okay, so there's the preview of what we're going to talk about today. We always got all sorts of meetings and announcements and stuff, and I'm just going to say go to the website. I always say it a million times, kboo.fm, because Celeste is here with me right now to talk about 2020. And yeah, so Celeste and I came in to our positions here at KBOO actually in October of 2019. And I would say right when we were sort of settling in to the job, we had been in it for like 4 or 5 months.
It was starting to groove.
Yeah, it was getting routine. We had all these ideas of things that we're going to do in the summer of 2020. And we were planning out even the fall. And then March 13th came, or right before that, like it was like March 10th or something. If you tune into the News from the Boo on that day, I'm like, hey, everyone, bring your own mug. We're not going to share mugs anymore because of that virus.
We still have coffee. You're still welcome. But we have no mugs.
No mugs. And then 3 days later or so, I just know it was Friday the 13th in March, we shut down the station.
Yes. And it was a hurried shutdown just because it had hit a certain level that created in both of us a need to respond to the safety of our volunteers and especially our staff.
That was like 9 months ago or so. When you think about it, it's so hard for me to even, because let me tell you, I'm surprised that 2020 is about to be over because I thought it was never going to end. To be honest.
Wait,
but
don't assume.
Oh, knock on.
You saw that.
Knocking
video.
On the woods.
So, Match.com video. You saw that. I sent that to you.
And we shut down on March 13th. And amazingly, we never went silent. We managed
never.
To keep the airwaves going despite us shutting down the station. And what that meant was kicking out all the volunteers, which that's the heart of KBOO. That's literally who's on the air 24 hours a day are the volunteers. And so then suddenly the station went from all volunteers on air to the 10 of us on staff taking turns running the station for like 5 days.
Yes, and loops of lo-fi. Yes.
And then what was it? Probably five, we tried that and it was exhausting.
Oh my goodness. We had to teach programmers how to do their show pre-recorded. And that was very hard for many people. You know, not only because of the computer gap, you know, people may not have a computer at home, or maybe they didn't have a budget for Wi-Fi,
or
maybe they didn't have a budget for a microphone or recording software. So then we had to vet lots of free programs to make sure that they could do what our volunteers needed to do. And we've been holding trainings and committee meetings and everything online, and that was a challenge for a lot of people too. But you know, a good thing that came out of that, I never saw so many people at an all programmers meeting as I have at our most recent one.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing that people who some people have been programmers on air for decades and have done their show live, never pre-recorded before, and never, you know, digitally edited. And we wondered how long it would take for us to do, to teach everybody. So so to have all those volunteers pull together, like within that first month, we saw our airwaves go from playing a lot of rebroadcasts of things to just having tons and tons of new content every day. We just saw each programmer turn in more new stuff. It was like heartwarming and sad all at the same time, because we couldn't see people, but it was so awesome to see people being so dedicated to their listeners and to their communities. And what I thought was part of that awesome feeling was listening to our comments from our audience, from our listeners, really like thanking people and acknowledging how difficult this was, but how much they appreciated hearing their favorite programmers on air. So that was just like a whole thing. Oh, something we didn't announce on air at the time, and probably nobody knows. And so here's some insider KBOO knowledge. I slept at the station.
She did.
For like 5 days.
I weren't sure if we needed to let her do it because it really did help the staff focus, or whether we need to have an intervention. But I will say that with 2020 hindsight, it worked.
It did, in the sense that it worked because it allowed everybody to focus, and it allowed us to get on that automation. But more than anything, you know, especially in hindsight, as we know more of how the virus is transmitted, the main motivation was, let's try to get the least amount of interaction between people. And I think we made that right choice, because we were having people overlap in the air room and stuff, and it prevented 20 people from having to overlap with one another. And so it worked, but it was kind of funny. So for a few days, the only voice you heard on air was me giving the station ID, because I was sleeping at the station. Don't worry, I got relief from staff every once in a while. I got to go home and shower. And my sister brought me food, but yeah, for a bit there. And then Arthur took turns sleeping at the station while we tested out the automation system for the first time. And I even remember when we first pushed play on the automation system, and we watched it automatically run the radio station for a little bit. It was like, I just remember this huge weight feeling like it lifted off my shoulders. And I thought, okay, I don't know how exactly we're going to do this, but I know we can do this now. We can produce from home, because now we have an automated system that'll allow us to not need 24-hour board ops.
Yes.
So, I mean, we still have people who go in station, you know, staff still like works and stuff like that. So it's not like a completely abandoned ship, but we now no longer need 200 people cycling in and out of a building during a respiratory pandemic. So I want to be like, I know we were going to say 2020 retrospective, but those just first like 2 weeks of the pandemic for us at KBOO, I was so proud of staff and volunteers and our listeners, and everybody like came together. It was like an emphasis on the word community in KBOO Community Radio. Like the rest of 2020. So that was just the first 2 weeks of March.
Well, some other things.
what happened in the rest of 2020, Celeste, that, you know?
Oh my gosh.
With our wrap-up?
Well, we had a list here. We were talking about this. Before KBOO closed, somebody decided that they were not happy with something, gave us a 14-page manifesto, and stapled that and a baggie full of organic human poo to our door. We had our second online drive, which again was successful.
But first we had forest fires.
We had forest fires where you had to have your face mask on. And it was so bizarre going to the station and seeing gray smoke and thinking maybe we shouldn't be there. Yeah. I remember the fun we had after we boarded up the station to protect the windows with putting
we decorated.
Social consciousness and social elevation messages, positive messages, and a board of remembrance for a lot of people who passed. Some of our local folks, as well as people who had passed nationally. And more than anything, I think, was the fact that we started to develop this attitude that we could do it, we could win. It didn't matter what it was. We were going to overcome it.
We're just amazed about how much people had the spirit of like, you know what? It's okay though. 2020 is harder than we thought, and it's not perfect, but it doesn't need to be perfect as long as we just keep moving. And we, you know, it really was like a moving together and having a lot of grace for ourselves, I feel like, and like,
yes,
you know, trying to also have grace for just Zoom meetings. So I'll just put it that way. 2020. Zoom meetings.
Realizing that Zoom fatigue and Google Meet fatigue was a real thing.
One thing that we did plan through Zoom was we did the Blues Fest.
Yes.
That was a big collaboration that we did. And we did like Cathedral Park. One new thing that we introduced at KBOO was KBOO webinars. So big hats off to Tammy, our public affairs director, for hosting and introducing those. So that's something awesome that, you know, COVID did bring interesting new things, kind of like it brought auto, which that is doing interesting things for our programming. I want to tell people we are going to get back in station. We do miss live programming. Can't wait to get back in there, but interesting.
Well, ice casting is something that we're trying out.
Live broadcasting from home, that's something new we're trying out. But yeah, webinars and offering classes online, it has allowed people who don't live near KBOO to more accessibly take classes. Like I noticed in our newsroom, we have reporters who couldn't come in, being able to report from far away. I mean, a lot has happened. Yeah, we had another drive. So those things are like, were big fundraisers that I'm amazed we could have during this year. So I'm just very grateful to all of our supporters. You know,
we got a grant or two, or maybe even three, you know, that has helped out. Our youth programming is still going strong.
Yeah.
Oh, you know something else? We've really strengthened our partnership with Open Signal.
Oh, yeah. Open Signal.
There is one sad note, though.
Hmm.
We lost a very valued he wasn't a programmer so much as he was a supporter and volunteer at KBOO.
Yeah.
Yes. We lost Mark.
Yes. That was a hard blow.
That was a very hard blow. A heart blow, because he was one of the kindest, gentlest, funniest people I'd met in a long time.
Yeah, he was one of those people who was at KBOO on a regular basis. Miss Mark.
Yes. But the bright side is his spirit's still there, and the spirit of can do at KBOO is most definitely there. And not just there, but thriving. So I want everybody who's been supporting KBOO for the last 52 years or so to know we are still a winner. We are winning.
Yeah, winning.
You know.
Okay, well, Celeste, we have taken up all the time today going over some of 2020. There's so many more things.
Oh, so much more. A blog cast. There we go.
Yeah, we totally should. Just talk about the funny kind of things that have happened, the unexpected things that happen during a global pandemic at your local community radio station. So thank you everyone for tuning in to News from the Boo. We'll be back in 2021. 2021. We'll be off next week. So thank you so much for tuning in today and for all of 2020. We will see you in 2021.
That's right, because we're your community connection, KBOO, Portland.
Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for